This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across this country of ours on the weekend. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody who's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, whether or not you're a trucker or you work in a warehouse or you're the factory workers or the butchers or the bakers or the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, or you're an Uber, Lyft, taxi, or a bus driver, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now in the weekend edition, leading things off, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we get into the doubleheader, and by that I mean the two back-to-back rallies, one in Minneapolis and the other one in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the other one down in Louisiana last night. The news coming out of Washington yesterday that got everybody's attention, which was not a surprise to me, was that the Department of Homeland Security secretary decided to step down and resign. I believe his name is McGowan, and he'd been there, a career person within the agency. He'd been with ICE. He'd been with the Customs and Border Patrol, and he said he was resigning to spend more time with his family.
Well, that's exactly what is being said, Captain, is you're absolutely right about that. And, of course, we also know as well from what we understand that there has been a little bit of friction in terms of how he felt, you know, in terms of his position and so forth, working with some of the other individuals he wanted to work with. And generally speaking, you know, people who come to work for any president, it has to be a good fit. It has to be the right dynamic, and the president, after Kirstjen Nielsen, after he replaced her with this individual, maybe it wasn't a great fit, but yes, he did say he's going to be spending more time with his family, and so he said that he will have a new acting secretary announced as early as next week.
Well, we're not sure who that's going to be, but I will tell you that the name Ken Cuccinelli has popped up several times, former attorney general of the state of Virginia and former unsuccessful gubernatorial candidate there. The rumor has surfaced that he may be the next one up, but I don't know.
Well, that could be a very distinct possibility. Right now, he's the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and so it might be an easy sort of transition into the role of acting secretary.
All right. Now, we'll get things started as to what the president's been up to, because night before last, he was in Minnesota at a tremendously large rally in downtown Minneapolis at the Target Center, and here's the way he started it.
It is great to be back in the Twin Cities with the freedom-loving American patriots who make our country run. You know that. You know it. For the next 13 months, think of that. It seems like yesterday. For the next 13 months, we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
How about that?
Well, absolutely. For him to win Minnesota would be huge, of course. And, of course, that's right smack dab in the heart of Ilhan Omar territory.
Yeah, he went after her. My goodness golly, he went after her big time. And let me see here. Let me see. I'm not sure which one this is. I've only got numbers on the clips. But let me see what this says. In one of these clips I've got here, he throws that out there. Let's see what this one says.
The Democrats' brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box, the likes of which they have never, ever seen before in the history of this country.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't disagree with that one at all, do you?
No, not at all.
And then, just for good measure, let's see what this is.
America now has the number one economy anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. You know, I'm dealing with China right now. They're in Washington. We're going to see if we make a deal. But they want to make it. We're going to determine whether or not we want to make it. But they've been very nice. And today I got a call from one of the top representatives. He said, congratulations, Mr. President, on having a truly great, great economy. That's pretty nice.
And we're going to stop it right there because we're getting ready to take our break. And Kyle, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that there was a major announcement today about China. And the fact of the matter is the stock market shot up as a result of it, that they had had some sort of phase one, I think was the way it was described, phase one of a deal put together. And that's about all I know about it.
Well, that's right. This is phase one, it's something that could be signed, I believe, as early as next week sometime if they're able to come together on it. It is not comprehensive in the sense that it talks about the particular Chinese company, Huawei, I believe. But that
Huawei.
Would be addressed. Yeah, Huawei, that would be addressed later on, but this would be a good first start.
It sure would. Okay, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and Kathy is going to give you the phone number in case you want to opine. Here we go. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, remember, if you're suffering with nagging pain and you've had it for a while and you tried a lot of different things and it's not really working, or maybe you're taking some narcotics and it gives you a side effect and you don't care for it, well, I may have a suggestion for you. Try Relief Factor. Try the three-week quick start. It costs you $19.95, and you'll have it in about 3 to 5 days. And if you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, ankle pain, hip pain, you name it, any kind of pain, then I would suggest you try the three-week quick start of Relief Factor. It's worked for hundreds of thousands of people, and I'll tell you what, I've been taking it for about 3.5 years right now, and it works for me. So, the website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 three-week quick start. You will know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not this will work for you or not. And then, if it doesn't, you're only out $20, roughly. So that's not a bad idea, but about 80% of the people that take it stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, so China, there may be some sort of deal in the works. We just don't know what it's going to be. But any kind of a deal, even if it's preliminary, is better than no deal at all, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. And that did help markets as well. And that's going to boost confidence for investors. And it's going to mean that there's an end in sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel on the trade war, essentially, quote-unquote, the trade war. And, of course, this is what we've been talking about, Captain. It just takes time to get through these kinds of things, especially when there's been such a massive imbalance for so very long with China. And I think it's going to work out, but we're going to see this done in different parts. And each time, I think it's going to look a lot better for the United States.
All righty. And now I've got one more short clip of the president. I'm going to play this one.
The do-nothing Democrat con artists and scammers are getting desperate. 13 months. I got to move fast because they're not beating us at the polls, and they know it, despite the phony polls that you see all the time. They're phony polls. You know, polls are no different. Remember, I always used to talk about polls. I know polls very well. Polls are no different than crooked writers. They're crooked polls. They're crooked polls. No different.
Now, this leads me to my next little shot here. The crooked polls that he talks about, and I believe there's something screwy going on because I hear from people all across the country. I keep hearing from a lot of Democrats, from a lot of Libertarians, Independents. I keep hearing from people who haven't voted in a while, that have been disillusioned. They're saying, man, we realize that we got to vote this time around because this is a serious situation we got going now. If we don't vote now, we're going to become socialists in the next 4 to 8 years. They all believe that. So we're going to have a big turnout for the next election, I do believe, and it's going to shock the hell out of the Democrats. What say you?
Well, yeah, I would absolutely concur with that. I think that once people really realize what the Democrat cast of characters are talking about, those that are running for president and many in the media who are trying to give them as much oxygen as they can, when people really sit down and think about it, they realize that they're coming for your health care, they want to come after literally your ability to pursue the American dream, they want to tax everybody, oh, they're just going to tax the rich and all that, but that's just a big smokescreen for raising taxes on everybody, more government control. And you know, Captain, it was, I think I can sum it up with this. President Trump was out there in Louisiana last night. He was in Minneapolis the night before. And President Trump can talk to the people, and the people understand that he gets them. He gets what
That's
they're
right.
trying to do. He gets that they're working hard, they're raising their family, they want to live the American dream. The Democrat candidates and the Democrat elite in general, they want to come to town and tell a very different story. They want to come to town and tell you how you've been doing everything wrong. You need to do what they tell you to do. They want to impose their will on the American people. Trump wants to let the American people do their thing. Huge difference, and that's why I agree with you. I think he's going to have a great deal of support coming in the next
one. Well, he gets them, and they get him because they pay attention to him at these rallies. I know. I've been to three of them that we had right here in the Tampa Bay area, and the people were just zoned right in on him, and it's an unbelievable circumstance. If you haven't been to a Trump rally, when he comes to your neck of the woods, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go and see the magic that's there. It's like magic in here, Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. And also, you know, the other candidates, even the nominee, when they go on their campaign trail, it's going to kind of look more like the Hillary Clinton odyssey of the kind of turnout. And wherever President Trump goes, he's going to have 20, 25, 30,000 people inside the arena and thousands more outside. It's going to be so lopsided in terms of the support, just like what we were seeing back in 2016. I think that'll help tell the story.
All right, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics. We talk to him several nights a week on the program, usually five nights, once in a while six nights. This week it's been five nights because Wayne Allen Root came on a couple nights ago, and we appreciate him doing that. He's a very busy guy, too. Now, Kyle, we don't have any troops in Syria anymore, right?
Well, that's right, yeah.
You're wrong. We do. As a matter of fact, all we did was move 25 to 50 special forces operators back from one outpost to another outpost, and we've got another half a dozen or so outposts there with about 1,000 of our troops still there in Syria. Now, this is hilarious because I don't know what the president is trying to do, if he's trying to bait Turkey or bait the Syrians or what. But yesterday we had a couple of artillery rounds land very, very close to the military outpost that our troops had moved back too, as a result, we moved the troops out of there back to the outpost next one down the line, if you will. And the fact of the matter is, this should remind everybody that when you hear, well, there's no troops in Syria, oh, yes, there is, and they're not going anywhere for a little while.
Well, and certainly what we hope, of course, is that, you know, they're out of harm's way. And this is one of the things that the president emphasized so much, was that, you know, he didn't want them to be in the middle of whatever is coming down. But, you know, Captain, it's so interesting to me because no matter what, the far left and the liberal media and the liberal commentators and so forth believe that somehow President Trump is doing some dastardly thing, and that they literally want the war somehow to continue, to keep our troops, you know, where they are, they will never come home, et cetera, et cetera. And it kind of made me think that if President Trump came out tomorrow and said, I just want to let everybody understand that I'm not willing to ever blow up the moon, liberals would immediately say, he has to blow up the moon. Why isn't he blowing up the moon? That's how weird they've gotten about Trump. They just want to do the opposite of whatever he says.
Here's what people don't understand. There are about 8 or 10 different groups of Kurds. There's some good Kurds and there's some bad Kurds, the evil Kurds that are tied up with ISIS or tied up with Al-Qaeda or whatnot. For example, I'll give you an example here. The PKK, that's the PKK Kurdistan Workers Party. Then you've got the PYD, the Democratic Union Party, and the YPG, the People's Protection Units. Then you've got the KDP, Kurdistan Democratic Party. Then you've got the PUKJ, which is the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. Then you've got the Peshmerga Kurds. Those are the ones that have been fighting with the U.S., by the way. So those are all the different groups. And some of those groups that I just mentioned are wholehearted supporters of ISIS. Those are the ones that Turkey's going after. Those are the ones that Syria was going after. Those are the ones that our Kurdish allies were going after.
Well, exactly, because you can't tell the players without a program, and so once you have a program, then you have a better understanding of what's going on. But the simplified version is President Trump hangs the Kurds out to dry, they defeated ISIS, and now we're just turning our backs on them. And it's interesting, though, Captain, because I heard it reported that I think the CNN, the Turkish version of CNN, routinely refers to the Kurds as terrorists, and somehow it's okay to go over and get them, this kind of thing. So you might ask them...
There are a couple of factions. There are a couple of factions that you could refer to as terrorists, but not all of the Kurds.
But not all of the Kurds. That's right. So we should ask some of the liberal left on these TV shows, the TV people. Well, is it okay? You know, are they terrorists? Are they not terrorists? Is he hanging them out to dry? Are they good guys or bad guys? And let them see if they understand the situation.
All right, you hold that thought. And folks, I guarantee you what I just told you, you've not heard anybody explain to you. I guarantee you that, because they don't want you to know what we know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States foreign products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
I'm the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Professor of Politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including moi, your humble talk radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. The car that you drive, the truck that you drive, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, RVs, snowmobiles, ski-doos, sea-doos, wave runners. And it can even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com for more information. All right, back again, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's ambassador to the Ukraine. She was a woman. Her name was Marie Yovanovitch, who defied the State Department order and testified before Adam Schiff's committee yesterday. You're aware of that, right?
That's right. Yes.
And she said that her removal from her post in Ukraine was a coordinated effort based on, quote, unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. Well, let's point out a couple of facts about Ms. Yovanovitch in the State Department. She was a donor to the Hillary Clinton campaign, and she was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. And she was one of those people that slipped in under the wire when it came to being the ambassador in the Ukraine. Because normally what a president does is he recalls all the ambassadors and replaces them. This president did not do that because he wanted to hit the ground running, and he got burnt with this one because this woman was one of the ones that probably was passing information back and forth.
Well, right, exactly. And, you know, I know that she's even quoted as saying she understands that she serves as all the ambassadors would and all the different officials at the pleasure of the president. But they're trying to make it into this sort of, you know, something else nefarious coming out of Ukraine kind of a thing. You know, Ukrainian monster or of some sort. And I don't know that it's really going to fly, but it sure is something that can be sort of twisted politically. But what President Trump has even said, you know, that he had heard a lot of different things about her. And, of course, they want to tie this into Giuliani, tie it into these two guys that got arrested and so forth and create a real scary narrative about it. But goodness gracious, just as you were just saying, Captain, right, I mean, this particular political appointee was already coming from the Hillary Clinton side, and President Trump has every right to hire and fire who he wants to do this stuff.
Well, the deal with Giuliani is kind of funny because one of the two men owns a club called the Mafia Rave, and the other is a business owns a business named Fraud Guarantee. And these details are not necessarily crucial in the skirm of the realm of the impeachment investigation, as far as we know. But that's what they were doing, and apparently Rudy Giuliani met them because he went into this club, number one, and then this other guy, this one that owned this company called Fraud Guarantee, he came up and introduced himself to Rudy, and I don't know what happened after that, but it's not what it appears to be.
Well, right, exactly, and I think Rudy Giuliani, once he gets his not necessarily his day in court, but that sort of phraseology. Once all this comes out, he's able to clear the air about this. I think it's going to be a nothing burger. But you've got a large group of people, especially on Capitol Hill, who want to capitalize on just about anything they can in order to create another scary sort of story coming out about Ukraine. It's almost like they all got together one night at Starbucks or something and sat down and said, okay, it's all Ukraine. Everything's coming out of the Ukraine now, so we're just going to focus on that. I mean, it sounds silly, but I think the American people are wondering what these Democrats on Capitol Hill are doing with their time.
Well, you've got one whistleblower who's already been discredited because of his ties to the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. You've got a second whistleblower that's come out, which is also being discredited because of the individual's political ties. And now today I've heard that there's another two or three looming in the wings. This is like Judge Kavanaugh on steroids.
Well, sure, and this is the strategy evidently that they think is going to work. It didn't work with Kavanaugh, but it sure did create a major firestorm. It looks bad, and it's something that they think that they can make work really this time. And so one wonders, you know, is it going to be whistleblower number 5, 6, 7, whatever it is. But it's going to start looking a little too contrived. The first one was obviously contrived, and so they tried, there's a second one, and they're going to keep going with this kind of thing. And what they could be doing, Captain, and I think a lot of the American people, a lot of the listeners would agree with this, if the Democrats want the White House so badly, they ought to try to do the thing called campaigning with a candidate who, you know, has a ghost of a chance of winning or even being the president if they got elected. It would be a much easier way to actually win, take back the White House.
Now, Beto O'Rourke was at a Democratic town hall the other night for CNN. I believe it was CNN. And here's what he had to say about the churches.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans. Congressman, thank you.
Does he not know about the Supreme Court decision that was made on that? About individual personal religious freedoms?
Well, if he knows, he obviously wouldn't care about that. This is a guy who wants to come get your AR-15, by the way.
Right? More than that.
More than that, mm-hmm. Yeah. He said stuff like he's being a pander bear, first and foremost. He's just being a pander bear. But also he's revealing the kind of authoritarian shifting sand that these people want to create in terms of how they would rule over the people.
Speaking of shifting, I want you to listen now to Cory Booker, who was at that same town hall. And here's what he had to say, and this pertains to the city of Orlando, Florida. So you folks in Orlando, pay attention to this.
Our next question comes from Brandon Wolf from Orlando, Florida. Brandon is an advocate for gun safety and LGBTQ equality.
Thanks for being here. On June 12, 2016, I was present as a man with an assault weapon murdered 49 mostly LGBTQ people of color at Pulse nightclub. I was very lucky to make it out. Unfortunately, my friends were not. That night, we were reminded that LGBTQ people, specifically those of color, are often, too often, the targets of hate violence. With the rise of violence against trans women of color, how will you ensure that law enforcement is equipped to treat marginalized victims of crime with dignity and respect?
So first of all, very clearly, it is a national emergency. The majority of the terrorist attacks in this country since 9/11 have been right-wing extremist groups. The majority of them have been white supremacist and hate groups.
All right. Did he just tell the truth when he said that?
No, I don't think so. Wouldn't the nightclub was a Muslim?
That's right.
Attacker.
He was a Muslim extremist. You betcha. Now again, and he's talking about, well, they're going after people of color. No, this guy didn't have any people of choice. He just shot people, period.
Right, exactly. And everybody condemns that kind of violence. And it's terrible because, again, many of these candidates, they want to somehow draw the picture that...
But it's a lie. This is an outright lie. And he was blaming the Orlando shooting on white supremacy. That's where he goes with this. I don't have enough time to play the rest of it. But this is a lie. And they're getting away with this stuff because we, the people, aren't holding him to account. Now, when the young man came out to begin with, well, I was president and people of color, I'm, you know, blah, blah, this, that, and the other. I don't care what he is, okay? The guy went in there because he was a Muslim convert, and guess what? They don't like gay people.
Right. Unfortunately, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that was all about, because the gays, you know, you want to have a good time, don't go near a Muslim, because they will not put up with what you're doing, and they will, in a foreign country, kill you. Kyle, you have yourself a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to be giving you our highway and byway report. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, it's a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a tear ride peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
That's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And he's a rooster cruising out there tonight, and that's for all the truckers out there in the highways and byways, and in particular, our FedEx Freight guys that are roaming around out there from Charlotte and from Nashville and from Atlanta and from over there in good old Memphis, Tennessee, the main hub all to itself. And Newark, New Jersey, all the guys have been chiming in tonight. We appreciate you. And, of course, our local guys down here in Tampa that are headed out to meet those relays coming back and forth. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull in there, check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, especially those pilots, because they're pretty well souped up with some stuff in there. And you stop by, you'll find out what I'm talking about. All right, here we go. Critical fire weather in Southern California, and we're going to get into a story at the top of the hour. 100,000 people have been evacuated now in South Central California. Matter of fact, Kyle is right on the edge of all this stuff. He's not quite where it's at, but he's not that far away. But he wasn't one of the ones that need to be evacuated. And blizzard conditions persist in North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota tonight, right along the state line with North Dakota. So here we go. Dangerous, elevated, and critical fire weather threats continue across portions of Southern California tonight. The very dry conditions and very strong winds are allowing fires to continue to burn and new fires to continue to start. So that's why in Southern California, out there by the San Bernardino Valley, they have moved 100,000 people. They told them to get out because it's not safe for them to be where they're at. Now, let's take a little trip and go up here to North Dakota. Blizzard conditions and dangerous travel persists across North Dakota. I-29, I-90, for sure, you're going to have some trouble, real trouble, trying to go north, south, or east or west. And the heavy wet snow that started out in some areas has now become much colder, and it's no longer wet snow. It's got that powder behind it with strong winds. And also, the subtropical storm Melissa this weekend is making its way gradually up the east coast around the northeastern part of the U.S. Numerous coastal hazards will continue along the east coast as this storm goes out to sea, out to the ocean. But it's leaving behind it some high surfs, some rip currents, as well as some rain from about New York, Long Island, all the way up into Maine. But it'll be that way the rest of the day as this subtropical system starts to pull away from things. Now, let's take a look at some states here. We've got some very cold temperatures tonight across Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, across most of Iowa, across the eastern part of Nebraska to include Omaha, down across the eastern part of Kansas to include Kansas City, down across Oklahoma, all the way from Oklahoma City east into Arkansas, certainly into Louisiana, where you've got the northwestern part of Louisiana, where there is a frost warning there tonight. Not freeze, but frost. And then in Texas, the Metroplex of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, on up I-30 and across I-20, you've got a hard freeze advisory there tonight. So be advised. And Illinois, about the western two-thirds of Illinois, you are under a freeze warning tonight. Again, the cold weather continues right into Kentucky and the northern part of Tennessee and the southern part of Illinois, and most of Missouri tonight is under either a frost or a freeze, hard freeze warning. And keep in mind, you're not out of the woods in Northern California either, because you've got a frost and a hard freeze advisory from Redding north all the way up into Medford, Oregon, and then that continues up towards Mount Hood right now in Oregon. So that's what you got there staring you right in the face. So be advised. And down here in Florida, on the East Coast, not to be outdone, might have the possibility of some showers there around Jacksonville again, because that seems to be where the rain seems to be converging here in the great state of Florida. So, again, we'll see what goes on. Now, remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and our Flying J truck stops. Now, they're one and the same these days because they're owned by the same company. And in a pilot, the new travel centers, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, could find a Huddle House, could find a Moe's Southwest Grill. And you might even find one of those full-service Dunkin' Donuts shops there, too, because they've got them there as well. Now, Pilot has come a long way, baby, since back in the days when you'd pull in there, get your self-service fuel, which was cheap. And the reason it was cheap is because you go inside, grab yourself a cup of coffee, grab yourself a soda, grab yourself a hot dog from one of those spindles that was always rolling around with hot dogs on it, or maybe even a sausage, too. If it was in the morning, sometimes it'd be a sausage. Grab you a bag of chips, and that's what you had, and out the door you go. But the fuel was cheap. The price was right on the coffee. By the way, stop by and tell them the captain sent you, and you will get a free cup of coffee on the third watch. So there you go. And a big shout-out to our folks up there, friends in Valdosta, Georgia, as well as on the state line, Lake Park. And over there to the east part of Tampa, over there by County Line Road, because I stopped there last week when I went to Orlando and walked in there and shook some hands and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, they listen to the program over there, too, at night. They know we're on the air. So we appreciate you guys and gals doing that. And, again, we know America's needs are moved by truck. We know that. You don't need to tell us. We know that. So, check them out. Pilot and Flying J. You'll be glad you did, because besides the good food, they got all the amenities you need to have when you're away from home, including most of the travel centers, and all of the Flying J's have got truck parking there. So you can get in there if you got to take a break. You got to take your 10-hour break or something. It's a perfect place to do it. And they'll have Wi-Fi in the lot. If you've got that, you can get their Wi-Fi in the lot, and you'll be on the computer if that's what you need to be on. Now, coming up after the top of the hour news, we're going to have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and looking forward to talking to him, because we are going to be talking about California and 100,000 people that were told to evacuate from their homes because of the California wildfire out there in the San Bernardino Valley. And more whistleblowers are coming out blaming President Trump. I mean, it's kind of ironic because so far nobody's been credible. And I don't even know what these people are going to be. We'll have to check and see. And then Snopes, which is one of those know-all type deals that you're supposed to be able to get verification from for whether something is true or not. Snopes is having problems with, of all things, their credibility. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.